In the wake of the recent bombshell allegations made by KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Police Commissioner Lieutenant General Nhlanhla Magwanazi to the effect that there is a criminal syndicate that includes amongst its ranks politicians, sections of the MPA, judges, crime intelligence officials, to name but a few, concerns have been raised that this latest round of allegations may severely dent the public's perception that there is a real and concerted effort to deal with corruption effectively and meaningfully. Speaking to VOC News, political analyst Dr. Shengai Mangiza Mutiza says that this latest string of allegations that have implicated the police minister has left a bad taste in the mouth of many citizens.
A cursory perusal of various media sites reveals a great deal of indignation amongst the citizenry. Whilst these social media sites are in no way representative of the totality of opinions on the matter, the repetition or the recurrence of indignation across various platforms, including Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, among others, clearly echoes the fact that there is a great deal of upset at this matter. Although Lieutenant General Mokonazi is yet to provide additional evidence beyond text messages he read out at his press conference to substantiate the serious claims made against the minister, the responses of the police commissioner and the minister himself do not inspire confidence that these allegations are simply that, allegations. What then are the political implications that these revelations portend? It's important to note that the real damage that the Mkhwanazi allegations may have is in perhaps the growing belief that the rot within government and the ANC in particular runs deep and is not limited to a particular faction or grouping within the party. Whilst, as mentioned previously, the allegations are yet to be formally substantiated, these allegations, when viewed together with recent scandals associated with the party, such as state capture and more recently Palapala, will make it harder for the ANC as a party to re-enlist the support of the public at the next local government elections and could have even more serious ramifications for the party come the 2027 national elections.
In response to Mkhwanazi's claim, President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced the establishment of a judicial commission of inquiry. However, the move has been met with many concerns. Many are questioning whether yet another commission will yield meaningful accountability or simply serve as a delay tactic. Crime expert and chairperson of the Cape Crime Crisis Coalition, Dr. Llewellyn McMaster, says ongoing revelations are eroding public trust in key state institutions.
This time, coming from a provincial police commissioner, I think alerted people to the fact that something is deeply rotten in terms of our institutions. Of course, this is not the first time. There was a judge Tulari, some time ago that also expressed the view that organized crime has infiltrated the higher echelons of the police service. And still you find people on the ground, neighborhood watchers, CPFs, giving their everything, putting their lives at risk for the safety of the communities. And this is not helping our efforts to combat crime, our efforts to create a safe environment for our people. Because in the first place, the state must understand it and remember that they have a constitutional obligation to keep its citizens and communities safe. I think people's morale is very low right now. There has been expectation that the president would act more decisively, but people are disappointed. One can understand why the president takes the longer route, but goes deep down to people's frustration, to the fact that we see that the moral fiber of our community is eroded in so many ways over many years. Every time you open the newspaper, almost every time you switch on the TV, there's revelations of corruption. So we cry from our hearts for this to stop, so that we can start together to build the better life for all, a better future for our children and grandchildren.
He adds that the breakdown in trust between communities and law enforcement is both widespread and deeply concerning.
the mistrust is especially, you know, the fact that communities do not, out of their own, or, you know, freely come forward, for example, with information, because the intelligence is actually in the communities, but they don't trust the communities, the police, because they know of people who have been killed because they dared to share information with police. So this is really deep, and we continually hope and trust and pray that things will change. But we need consistency from the president, and in terms of how he does things, and we don't see that.
Community activist and chairperson of the Bishop Labour's Crime Prevention Forum, Graham Linters, believes that on the ground, the sentiment is clear. Corruption is no longer seen as isolated. It's viewed as deeply entrenched and systemic.
There seems to be no effort to really deal with corruption within our communities, because you have corruption in every sector, in your public sector, as well as your private sector, in every area. And we believe that the government can do much more to rid our areas or our communities or the country from this scourge of corruption, because that is what breeds crime within our areas. That is what is causing our areas to bleed the way it is bleeding now. And we are of the view that if there is political will, then this corruption could be dealt with much better, instead of having commissions and not dealing with it. It had to take a police commissioner in KZN to reveal certain things that has been there for many years. People have been talking about those things, but they too afraid to come forward, because once you come forward, you will see your grave much quicker than you thought of. So yes, definitely, in terms of the corruption issue, there is no political will to fix it, and there's absolutely no trust within, from the community side, in the government to deal with it. And we're not saying that corruption is only in the public sector. It's much more in the private sector, and we believe that you need a corruptor and a corruptee. And in that way, you have your public and private sector that works together in this corruption cartel.
Meanwhile, many South Africans have voiced their frustrations and concerns, now calling for stronger, more decisive action to root out corruption.
The answer is no. The emphasis has been too much on the prosecution of corruption. For corruption to be tackled effectively, it must be addressed on two levels. On the structural level, whereby corruption is endemic in government institutions, and on the judicial level, with the prosecution of corrupt individuals. Addressing it on the structural level should be prioritized to minimize or eradicate corruption, or else we will continue to be caught in a cycle of prosecution and not address corruption at its root cause.
I think that the public trust in the accountability of government entities is very low at the moment, but I don't think that it's at a point of no return. I think that through meaningful and effective implementation of accountability policies and more stringent prosecution of corruption, government individuals that are found guilty of corruption, if they are prosecuted more strictly, I think that you can kind of build onto the image of government and the rampant nature of our corruption.
Yeah, I think the public definitely lost trust, and I think it would be very difficult to get back. And in my opinion, I think that they have to move mountains. And when you hear talk about South Africa, normally you just hear about crime or corruption and sport most of the time.
For VOC News, I am Rohima McLean.